Fans know that Sportsnet.ca has them covered with news, analysis, highlights, and storytelling. But the lineup also includes podcasts. Here's a taste of Junior, our CHL podcast.
Pleased to be joined now by the draft-eligible sniper for the Erie Otters, stalled momentarily on 49 goals. 50 is on the horizon. Hello, Alex DeBrinket. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Are you a freak about your sticks as well? And a lot of players certainly, you know, freakish about their equipment, but what do you like with your sticks?
I'm pretty particular about my sticks. I don't like when people touch my sticks before games. It's just something that that yep. bothers me. So, and I always tape it the same way, white tape. You know, I'm pretty particular about my sticks.
Any specific reason why it's white opposed to black?
Not really. I kind of just always used white, and I don't know. I never got into black. I think it maybe it's a little harder to see on the stick, but I don't know.
It's interesting. A lot of players are sort of really superstitious about the color of their tape, and I guess you're one of them. We've heard your story told from people like your agent Jeff Jackson, from your former general manager Sherry Basson, of how you got to the OHL. In your own words, take us back, you know, even before the days of Victory Honda, how did you get to the OHL without ever being drafted?
I played on just a double-A team growing up, a 96 double-A team, so playing with older guys always kind of helped me play against the bigger people. And then when I got to Victory Honda, it was fun. We had a lot of fun on that team. And going into my draft year, I obviously wanted to get drafted in the OHL, and it was obviously one of the things everyone wants to do. But I never really got too many looks from the OHL, which was a little disappointing. I mean, growing up near Plymouth, it was kind of a goal of mine to play in the OHL, but also you have your parents saying, oh, no, you need to go to college and all that stuff. So when I got out of the draft year, I ended up going to Lake Forest Academy, which is in Chicago, and I was already committed to a college by then, so I was just kind of trying to get into the junior hockey. And when I was there, we played a game in Sault Ste. Marie, and where Sherry Basson happened to be, and happened to be one of my better two games of the season. So I think it was just right place, right time, and it's obviously all worked out for me, and I couldn't be happier.
It's worked out great. Were there any other teams? I would imagine that Erie wouldn't have been the only team. There must have been other teams that, you know, wanted you to join their OHL squad. Who outside of Erie kicked the tires on Alex DeBrinket?
No one really. You know, Erie was the only team I really talked to. Draft year, I don't even remember if I got any emails from some teams, but Erie was really the only team to talk to me.
When you first joined the OHL, like what's that leap from Lake Forest to the Ontario Hockey League? How big a jump was that for you?
It's pretty different. Maybe not as different as people think. I mean, it's still hockey. So as long as you're playing your game, it's just a lot faster, and mm-hmm. you need to make your moves that much quicker. So playing in the OHL compared to that high school hockey, it is a lot different, but to some extent. I mean, you have to, like I said, make your decisions quicker and play with more speed. I mean, for me, it was the first few games. You try to get used to it, and then you're fine for the rest of the season.
Go to sportsnet.ca and click on the Podcast Central logo for the scoop on Junior and all our shows, as well as links to listen and subscribe.